is no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Side stories.
Love your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories.
Yes.
Today's actually kind of heavy for me.
It's a very heavy day. What'd you eat a lot last night? What's going on? Why is it so heavy, buddy?
I wish it could be so easily laughed away.
Mm-hmm.
but when I woke up and I saw the news, first I didn't want to believe it. And I actually double-checked my sources because...
But King Charles, he's king now. Don't disgrace the throne!
I hate his big hat and his stupid chair and his dumb wife.
I watched that entire thing from like 4 a.m. to like 8 a.m.
Why would you do that?
Because it was so ridiculous. It was like cosplay with consequences.
It is. It's all fake. It's all dumb.
It's very bizarre.
But I saw the news. I had to double-check it twice because a lot of people sent in this story about this. I even just saying it kind of like send shudders up my spine.
I believe it did.
This pasta dump that happened in the Old Bridge Township in New Jersey. They're saying it's like, I saw the pasta. The first thing is it sent me
mountains
back.
Of pasta.
I looked at it. I didn't want to believe that it was real. And then I looked at the date and I saw that it was exactly 26 years to the date that we all made that promise, guys. You remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the old dump the pasta in the park in New Jersey promise.
No, I don't think you don't understand. You weren't there.
I wasn't there. Okay.
But I don't know. You remember. You remember Tiny Leg Joe? Do you remember?
Why do they call him Tiny Leg Joe?
Super long legs. It was funny. Black Greg.
Kind of Italian.
He was Asian.
Oh, Italian.
Yeah.
They call me skinny because I'm fat.
We were there 26 years ago, and you remember what we did, and you remember what we had to do. I actually still feel kind of icky that we railed that girl together.
Did you kill an Italian mobster, and is this his ultimate revenge?
No, there is an entity that is from New Jersey that we thought we put away a long time ago.
Uh-oh.
But I guess this pasta shows that he's fucking back.
Who is it?
I can't say his name. I can't say his name into a microphone. But you remember Long Leg? What was his name?
Tiny Leg Joe. Tiny Leg Joe because he has long legs.
Alexia, we have to remember our promise and bring your inhaler this time.
Whoa.
Because this time, if we don't close that clam-shaped door in Old Bridge Township, New Jersey,
my God.
Then he's going to come back again and again and again. And this can't be another generation's prop.
Oh, my Lord. It's penis-wise, the carb-related clown.
No, it's, you know who it is, you fucking lack of continuity.
Man.
No, why are you saying it?
I can say it.
You
Welcome
can't
to
say
Side
it.
Stories, everyone.
You can't say it. You've ruined everything.
Ben hanging out
you're
with
bringing
Henry.
Bringing it back here and bringing it to us.
Buddy, I ain't bringing nothing back, but spaghetti is fully there. If you are hungry for carbs, if you're running a marathon fairly soon, you're going to want to go graze.
Don't eat the noodles.
An estimated 300 to 400 pounds of pasta were dumped in Old Bridge, and there's a picture of the pasta.
A lot
of people speculated on what it could be.
See it. Don't touch it. Don't scoop it. No Parmesan cheese for you, Mrs. Madam.
According to Nina Jakowitz, she says, it was like that song, on top of spaghetti, all covered with cheese.
Stop singing this
However,
song.
That is the
I remember it because I remember
favorite song.
You were there. I remember it was in the canal. It was me. Tiny Leg Joe?
Yes, Tiny. I think it was Short Leg Joe.
Black,
I'm not sure.
Black Greg, who's Asian.
Who's Asian,
we
yes.
Were here,
Italians.
I still remember. On top of spaghetti.
Yep.
And
this
NPR,
is battery acid, you slime.
Fucking goddamn NPR who thinks that they're so fucking good. They say that it has been solved. And and I bet you would. You'd like it. Because I'd like to hear if there was other sort of pasta / antipasta mysterious happening.
Yes.
Because it starts with the pasta, sure, and it seems innocent enough.
Sure.
But then it comes into prosciutto filled olives.
Oh, my.
Then it turns into, I don't even want to get to gnocchi.
Don't do it.
It means and what that will mean for the rest of us.
Also, gnocchi sounds like a great new character from Mortal Kombat. You do not want to mess with the gnocchi.
It's also the only pasta that teaches us all about consent.
Isn't that fantastic? So when it comes to the spaghetti, as you were saying, Henry, a lot of outrage. A lot of people saying, who could it be? Who would waste all this food? Where's all the marinara sauce? One person, a la Coco, said, I can fix this. Just give me time to gather 300 to 400 cups of marinara sauce.
Yeah, I remember. It's Tommy Rococo.
Yeah, he was funny. So the mayor's office
Tommy
and the council
Rococo,
member.
I remember because he pushed me up because, Jokokonowicz.
Jokokonowicz.
Yeah, yeah, because I remember him. I remember him from back in the day. Yeah. I remember that Ali Aloko. Mm. I remember her. And I remember because she was the biggest female bully that we had at the time. And she didn't want to believe us, the old township bridge, the old bridge township crew. She didn't want to believe our tales of what we were beating. And so she said, oh, yeah. Oh, you think you're better than me? And she pushed my belly up. And I remember I still have the scar. Can you see?
I can see.
It's right here. It's under.
Oh, yes.
It's right here. It's underneath.
It's right above it's, the poop. There it is. I'm happy to see
this
it.
This is where she carved my initials into me.
Oh, yeah. Very Keith Raniere of her.
She started having crazy sex with me.
1997, the year that this began
this
within the Zabrowski clan.
And it's still going.
And, of course, don't forget to watch that hit movie, I Know What You Ate Last Summer. So the mayor's office has actually heard wind of said spaghetti incident. It's the council member district of Johnny Murphy III. They haven't responded for requests, but don't worry, they have the police investigating the incident.
Well, because the issue is, so now, again, if we want to, I guess, ground this
in
some way.
This is a really big deal.
They said that maybe it came from someone leaving a house and they left a bunch of dried pasta out by the river and then the water itself made it limp.
Isn't that interesting? So perhaps the pasta wasn't pre-cooked, but nature did indeed cook said pasta.
I don't believe that is possible. That's possible.
Because clean it up?
The
no,
pH
because
levels
let
of the
bugs.
It doesn't know. It's literally destroying the river. The pH level. That's what they're saying. The issue pH now level? Is that the amount of pasta was there and the way it degrades as it sits in the water. It's actually very bad for the river and all anything that might be living in the river.
Well, either way.
Because they're not supposed to be eating it.
The Public Works Department has cleaned up the mess shortly after,
yeah,
so apparently all things are okay.
They get the fucking one fork and a little spoon to scoop it up.
Well, I think they just got their largest boy who was, they had to separate him from his television after he was watching The Sopranos season 3 for the 10th time and say, you know what, Tommy? We finally got a job big enough for you.
I am
so
just,
anyway.
I just can't believe it. I know that this is not going to be the end of this.
Oh, I guess you to your point, Henry. Apparently, when it rains, it smells like sewage. And so then that's bad. I guess.
Go,
well, who would have thought a little pasta could have gone such a long way? Good
well,
for
you
that
remember
pasta.
Tiny-legged
Joe.
You remember and Alexia?
Which
Black
we still
Greg.
We have no idea what Alexia.
I don't
is,
care but. What anybody says, guys. We're getting back together. I'm going to see you at our favorite Chinese restaurant in town, which was strangely named Patrizio's. And then we're just going to, and then maybe, you know, we'll catch up on some drinks and stuff. And then obviously we'll defeat the S-Man if we can get around to it. But mostly, won't it be nice to have a reason to finally come back to New Jersey?
Well, you know what goes well? Let's do a little segue here to this story I want to talk about. When it goes well with pasta, a little wine. Did you hear this tale? A woman survived 5 days stranded in the bush in Australia by eating sweets and drinking single bottles of wine. I would say, don't rescue me. I'm fine.
Yeah, I do think that is true. I think she's waving off people trying to pick her up. She's 48 years young.
Lillian Ip. Lillian, the name of my grandmother, a woman so unbelievably sweet, she hated squirrels and she nicknamed my little brother Squirrel. She was all of a sudden, she's in the bush. And this is in Victoria State. And I still don't fully understand how you just get stranded in the bush. But I guess you go there, you look around, and it's like being underwater. You don't know which way is up. And then you just sit there and you eat your snacks and you drink your wines.
I don't know if that's true. It sounds like the car shut down and she then was lost. But she
bro,
said
that
she
reminds
just,
me of that.
She didn't even try to escape.
No,
she just,
seriously, she got hammered.
She just got drunk in the car and then she said, I thought I was going to die there. My whole body shut down on Friday. She didn't even try to do anything.
No, she didn't
she
do anything.
She just laid there and then got drunk. And then she said her only thoughts were, God, I wish I had some water and I wish I had a cigarette.
That's right. And thank God the policewoman that found her had a cigarette for her. So isn't that nice? But you remember that movie? It's a surprisingly scary film. And there's two of them. And Wolf Creek. Wolf Creek.
Great movie.
I think about that movie way too much.
Because
Both of them are super scary. The second one's funny because it kind of jumps the shark.
Well, it's goofy, but it's about the real
it's scary.
Dangers of the outback and the fact that people go missing there all the time. And it's a lot of like intrepid young tourists are like, oh yeah, I'll go for a hike. Like how I go for a hike where I went to, Natalie and I went to some outdoor location. I was like, oh, won't it be fun to hike? And we arrive at the trail and then we're like, oh, I don't have shoes.
Right.
I'm like wearing Jordans and we have no water and I'm wearing jeans.
Oh, it's not forest. Not to mention, you know what I've heard? Spiders.
Spiders.
The spiders.
I like spiders.
No, not these. These are a foot long. They say they don't kill you, but like they're like the ones that are just everywhere. You know,
I only, in Australia when we went, I only saw one big spider. That's because
we were in the city.
I'm fascinated by spiders.
Yeah, I like the daddy long legs, and I like the ones that eat the mosquitoes. But then I don't like the ones that bite because they will kill you. And yes, if you get your dick bit, they'll have to chop that thing right off. So anyway, she was found, and the funny thing is, she doesn't really drink, which is actually probably good for her because then she got super hammered.
I feel that she could have tried harder to survive.
Well, she did survive.
Well, she did survive, but I feel like she could have tried other things.
I think she made the right decision by not going into the bushland.
Well, yeah, that is probably true. You're supposed to stay where you are. I do know that that is a survival tip, is that you don't go looking for civilization. You stay right where you are, and then hopefully somebody comes and finds you.
50-50. 50, you got to play it by ear. What if you're in Robert Kennedy's junior backyard?
Kissel's wearing a football jersey, but he has never been to the combine.
No, but I did watch it one time.
You definitely have had a couple of
combined
foods.
If I could just do the buffet at the combine,
that would be incredible.
Because you know they treat those athletes. Oh my God, it's all high protein, low carb. Great food, but then you have to work out all the time to make you not fat.
That is the idea.
Yeah.
But now this is a story that I think that is really, really fun. We're here. Obviously, we're in a bit of the murder business, and we do stories of crime to be fun and slash sad. But I'm not supposed to like murder, right?
No,
everybody
is bad.
Mad, you know. And I'll say that officially here at LPN for all of us. We're against it. We don't think that you should murder. But I do think, okay, if you're going to do it.
Well, it's not.
Put some flair in it. Like, let's have some fun with it.
I think that people currently do have a lot of flair when they murder, and that's one of the problems.
They don't all the time. If you're going to do it, have fun with it. This woman is a pip. Sheila Keen Warren, 59. Now, she is finally, just as of last week, has finally ended her case, her murder case, in a plea deal where she was arrested in 2017 for the 1990 murder of a young woman by the name of Marlene Warren. And the kicker here is that Sheila Keen Warren arrived in a full clown suit.
It's unbelievably scary.
I can't say that it's awesome because I'm not allowed. Everybody gets mad.
It's not awesome.
But it's the idea of, like, she bought a clown costume because she was completely apeshit. Because Marlene Warren, who was the woman she murdered, that was her then next husband, right? So Marlene Warren was married to a man. They broke up. Marlene Warren's ex-husband got married to Sheila Keen Warren in a fit of jealousy. Sheila Keen Warren, who already had her man, fucking went and dressed as Marlene Warren's favorite thing, which was clowns.
Indeed.
She fucking became her ultimate nightmare by choosing her favorite thing to be her end.
It was the morning. It was May. It was 1990. First, the clown, a.k.a. Sheila Keen Warren, handed the woman some carnations and some balloons. And after that, she shot her dead. This is a very strange case.
Very
1990.
Scary.
How many years ago was that? 33. So this woman's now 59. Some quick math there. She was younger then.
20.
The case came to a head recently as they finally figured out it was her in 2017.
She got away with it for 27 years.
Yes, and because they were able to get some DNA from her, and they found found hair in the clown's getaway car from the victim.
Okay, this is really very interesting.
Does that mean she kept the car for that whole time?
It was a LeBaron. Right, so you know how many? You can get up to 25 clowns inside of a LeBaron. It's incredible.
Well, clowns have a way with fitting into cars. I don't know how they do it.
They do it elephant wise with dick in butt. So they fall. They do it like file folder. Where it's dick and butt, dick and butt, dick and pussy, dick and pussy, dick and pussy, and all they file it together.
Sure.
And that eliminates solid 3 to 4 inches of clown dick room to compress. Now, she committed this murder. Now, first of all, we also always talk about, women don't murder as much as men. But this is an exact example. It shows that not only she put a careful plan together.
What about the queen?
She did it. She only murdered an entire culture.
There you go.
Corpse. I'm going to shit on her fucking corpse.
You got to kill a lot of people to do that.
But she covered up her crime. She did it really well. So, all right. So, again, but, okay. I'm not happy with her.
No, you do seem a little slightly too happy. But I will say this. I actually don't. We'll talk about the sentence here in a second. But I don't know. If I think that she got off pretty light.
Yeah. No, it's really crazy. It's crazy. So Sheila Keane Warren, I don't really know the whole story. There's going to be more and more coming up. There's a good Dateline I started watching last night.
If you're a Dateline producer, you're like clown.
You're like, thank
women
you.
On women murder, and 1990.
The B-roll was awful because it's just like it's poor non-union actors like crazily putting clown makeup on. So they developed some form of animosity towards each other. I believe it was because Marlene Warren was the mother to her now new husband's two
some
kids.
Some kind of mistress bullshit.
She just wanted just out the weird. Picture. She wanted the picture. But something clicked inside of her where she decided to use this imagery against Marlene. And she went to, she planned, she's going to do this thing. She stole a gun. She bought which is, I kind
of
said, cheapest possible clown costume.
Of course.
She went straight to the costume store, bought a clown costume. She then had to buy double white because she wanted to make up her face. And she just walked up like, warning the audience.
Right.
If a clown rings her doorbell.
You got to call it.
You have better have ordered that clown.
Get in your mouse and get out of here.
It should never be a surprise.
That's like, from Uncle Buck.
Yeah, I love that. But it should never be a surprise. So she showed up as a flower delivery person. Open the door. Open fire, right? Drove away. The poor woman shot in the face, instantly dead. Apparently, her final words were, oh, how lovely. Like, because she saw the
nice
the
final
flowers.
Words. Nice final words,
she
I will say.
She runs to the LeBaron, and they keep bringing up the LeBaron, I guess because it's the funniest car, because it had nice wood paneling.
And of course, it's French for the Baron.
For the Baron. She then drove, she abandoned the car, but this is how they found it. I guess they got like some kind of clown tracker.
I have no fucking idea what they do.
The way the guys were talking about, they're like, yeah, and we entered the vehicle, and as we could see, there were several, obviously, clown hairs that were involved. And it just showed, like, because these clown hairs were all over the inside of it, which is incredible. The goofy forensics that has to go. Like, because then
you're
going to want to
get a clown squad for this.
Yeah, they're throwing pies at each other and shoot each other with seltzer and ruining the scene.
The shoe prints are quite comical, quite large.
Specifically, she did not wear the shoe prints. That's what she said. They were like, when the APB went out, they were like looking for a clown, but with no clown shoes.
So the woman was long suspected. That's Keane Warren. She had been jailed and awaiting trial for the first degree murder since 2017. Now, interestingly enough, you would think, oh, this must have an uproarious reaction amongst the people of West Palm Beach. But no, this entire thing was handled basically with a plea deal. It was a plea deal. And instead of it being like a crazy literal circus, the circuit judge, Scott Suckhauer, he handled all of this during his lunch break from another murder trial.
Oh, yeah.
So this woman, I don't know why they kept, maybe it's because it's so embarrassing for them and everybody else.
Well, they're saying there's a couple of shit, but like, I guess there was a long process and they had a hard time getting her to trial. But then they started blaming COVID.
It took 6 freaking years.
I have no clue how that works. And now they're trying to get her on time served because they're saying that because she took a plea deal.
Well, let's get into that.
Which I don't even understand how you get a second degree manslaughter plea deal for straight up first degree murder, because she had a plan with the husband, because she went on to live happily with this new husband for like 20 years. They lived this incredible side life.
She's only in her late 50s now, so she's going to have more time with them. This is according to one of the people that is obviously devastated from the loss. They say Sheila Keane Warren has finally been forced to admit that she was the one dressed as a clown and took the life of an innocent victim. She will be convicted for murder for the rest of her days. She will be a convicted murderer, unfortunately. She will be in jail for the rest of her years because the deal calls for a 12-year sentence, but Keane Warren has already served 6 of those years, which means she has 6 years left.
I would love for someone to explain to me, sidestorieslpotl@gmail.com, how does she get that type of deal? Like, I guess it's been going on for so long that it's almost just like, all right.
I think prosecutors are just done.
Yeah, just say guilty. We're going to wrap this up. We can pop you in the fridge for a while. But then when she comes out, I feel like she's gonna not be better because she spent 6 years in jail. You know what I mean?
No.
I don't think the marbles get more gathered when you're sitting in there.
No, no. I don't think jail has really helped anyone psychologically. Her trial was supposed to start next month. And then obviously she could have been looking at the death sentence or a life sentence. But you're right. This plea deal, very friendly. Maybe the guy has a thing for clowns.
Maybe that's what it is. The women that there were in the Dateline episode, the women that sold her the clown suit were so funny because they were like, we knew something was going on when she didn't buy the shoes. We're like, I mean, first of all, I don't.
They should all come together. Well, you're going to tell me the shoe. You're selling me the shoes separately to the clown costume?
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty quintessential to the clown costume,
it's
the shoes.
A la carte clown.
According to her attorney, Greg Rosenfeld, this is what he had to say. He says the state of Florida originally wanted to execute her, but now she is going home in 10 months.
Damn.
Well, it was difficult to plead guilty to a crime she did not commit. This is her defense attorney.
Sure.
It was kind of a no-brainer when there's a guarantee that you will be home with your family. So it looks like the 6 years, and then she only has 10 more months because I guess she was really well-behaved and did a lot of balloon tricks in jail. Like, that's going to get you some time off.
Well, she's got to do that bit when you, like, you drop a roll, and then you try to keep picking it up, and then you kick it before you pick it up. If you could make that last for 6 years...
Oh, and the saddest thing is Marlene Warren's son, Joseph Ahrens, he saw the whole thing happen. Yeah. When he was 21. He's now in his 50s.
Yeah, it's fucked up. It's a fucked up story.
It really is. And you do wonder, you know, as obviously just like, can we just get this fucking done already? And then, of course, with the time, 33 years passed, maybe the emotions have, obviously sure. Not from the people who have suffered, but the emotions of the court are just like, let's just fucking get on. Just go.
But she basically got away with murder.
Yeah.
She got away with murder. But I do think Bullets the Clown is a great name for clown. He's getting right there.
Do you know
what? Hi, everybody. We haven't fun yet. Ba-bang, ba-bang.
Oh.
I got a grievance with a 5G in my blood.
That reminds me of when I watched Shakes the Clown and I was like way too young. I think my mom rented it for me. She just had no idea. Shakes, that movie was fucking nasty, dude.
Oh, look what I made. It's an AR-15 out of balloons.
Oh.
That's fun. That's
cute.
Well,
it would be a safer way to do it. Also, one of the balloons, it was a silver balloon. And it was bought at Publix. And the balloon said, you're the greatest.
Well, a team, apparently they bought those balloons on opposite day.
Oh, my goodness.
That is very, very sad. But again, if you're going to commit murders, do it in a clown costume. For us, think about the commentators. Think about the comedians. Think about these poor late night writers. They're all on strike. They're still going to be cobbling. They're all writing jokes to each other just to keep each other company on the strike lines or the picket lines. Think about this. So if you're going to kill somebody, do it in don't.
Don't do it.
Do it in like a dog costume. Do it in a fun, like, I don't know, a furry outfit. Like just something to just kind of give us all.
I don't think we need to encourage any more murder here. I think we're full. We could just do this because this is the 1990s. We can go. I bet you there's like 30 clown killings that we haven't even discussed yet.
We did the Santa. We covered that story, which is fucking really strange.
But Michael Warren, the man that I believe was having an affair, he was convicted of grand theft and racketeering.
Yeah, he's a real character.
This was in 1994. Grand theft, racketeering. And you know what the third one was? Odometer tampering.
Oh yeah, that's for when you're
really.
He was a sales.
Is that like tearing the fucking tag off of your mattress?
He is. He was a car salesman.
He served and almost 4 years in prison for just being like, no, that's only got 20 miles.
They just
on
get
it.
You on. They get you on fucking fraud. That is when they get you.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, yeah. Because that's what that's an old school scam. That's like Looney Tunes.
And you can't do that anymore.
No. Because you have to go in. You literally had to go in and manually change it. It was back when it was like actual physical numbers that would roll over on a. On a wheel, so you had to go from behind it and flip them back to zero.
Yeah,
it technically was harder to do that scam back in the day,
I guess. All right, so there you go. Be very careful. Never answer the door if a clown is knocking, unless it's your birthday. Someone's like, "I'm sending you a clown." There just has to be, it's just
some
so tough.
Notice,
but then also we have to be able to have fun.
Sure.
So I also would be like, "Oh, clown! Hey,
I feel like we're in an age of consent and seeking consent." So there should be some form of acknowledgement, some clown transfer.
Yeah,
just a thing like, hey, just so you know, pending clown arrival, no matter what, just so that you know. So even if you have to have your own guns loaded.
Yeah, I'm fairly certain that consent existed in 1990 as well.
I think so.
So anyway, be careful. And that woman got away with murder.
Murder. Basically. All you got to do is be funny about it.
And, you know, prison isn't fun, but lady prison isn't as bad as man prison. So she probably just got some girlfriends and hangs out.
I got some really interesting emails when we were talking about prison guards. Female prison can get pretty gnarly.
Oh, yeah, it can. No, it's still prison.
You got some crazy bean punchers in there, man. Hey, fucking, there is some clit slitters that you can't even, I don't want to be anywhere near these guys.
I don't like the new name of the Rockettes, the clit slitters there. I say keep it the Rockettes.
Live from your grave.
Well, here's a story that will last exactly 10 seconds. There was a dude in Vancouver. He opened up a store selling heroin, meth, and cocaine, and MDMA. He was arrested 24 hours later, and the store was shut down.
It's very...
So there you go. There's that. That guy's name was Jerry Morton, but you know what?
Wait, is it not...
He also opened... It was called The Drug Store, and I just give him credit for trying.
Sometimes, you never know. What we learn most, what fraudsters taught me, is that brazen confidence really, really helps.
Yeah, it's
just...
You just
do it without... asking for permission, because it are all drugs. I think all drugs are decriminalized in Vancouver. Am I incorrect?
No, not like this, because the police said they started gathering evidence after the suspect started selling cocaine, crack, methamphetamine, and heroin out of the mobile trailer parked near the Main and Cordova streets. So I think he was just, you know, the thing
I
is,
think
the
all
cops
drugs
are
should
still...
be legal. I do think that they should all be legal, but at the same time, until they are, you unmask the evidence for them.
Yes, sure. I'm not against that entirely, but I also don't know if this man necessarily needs to have a store right where people are addicted to all of those drugs.
Why tax it, bro? Why get it on the, you don't, why put it in paper, dog? I can keep that on the low, dude. Open up a pasta store. Call it a pasta store. And
call
then everyone shows up.
Store.
Any other kind of store, and you sell drugs at the store, but everybody shows up and says, hey, can I get 5 cannellonis? Like, that's all you got to do to cover up. It's just a little bit. And honestly, it's kind of fun because then you got to play. Like, it's like, oh, I know. Yes, sir. Yes. Let me go right to the pasta cupboard.
Uh-huh.
And then you go and look at, like, it's a fun day. Everybody's role playing.
Well, to that point, it would be nice if we did have somebody that was testing these goods before they hit the streets to make sure they're not full of poisonous fentanyl. So anyway, that's that story. Be very careful.
Also, it would be good if you, again, see the quality of these
drugs. What a great day for people. If you are addicted to drugs, though, and you walk by and you're like, ooh, Chris, what a day.
I think that if I was fully addicted to drugs and I saw that, I would, to be honest, I think I'd be pretty paranoid about the idea of like, oh, so some drug store called The Drug Store has opened up.
Yeah.
It seems to be the best / worst sting ever created.
Yeah, but then, you know, take a chance
again
on love.
I'm on heroin, what do I give a chance?
Take a chance on love.
You know that you sometimes you shouldn't, though.
No, you really shouldn't.
There is a story. I wanted to quickly kind of bring up the Jesse McFadden story. Really quick, just because we've gotten a lot of messages about this man that was basically about to go to court for in possession of pedophile, of child pornography. He was a convicted rapist who served 16 years.
This
he got out early.
Fucking nasty.
And then he killed himself, his wife, her 2 kids, and 2 visiting kids. It's a really crazy, fucked up, horrible story.
Yeah.
But we were going to cover it, but there's so much information that is pending that I really can't understand. I don't really know why he was let out on bail. He was while in jail, he was charged with sending lewd pictures of himself to a teenager from an illegal cell phone in jail. But for some reason that wasn't tacked on to his sentence. It turned into some other like weird COVID issue. Like apparently he was supposed to go to trial in 2019, but then his prosecutor broke his foot and then there was COVID. Like,
thanks, Fauci.
Thanks, Fauci.
So, yes, very bizarre. I think that we need to have a little bit of intelligence when it comes to who should be out, who shouldn't be out. Dude's 39 years old. He was due in court on Monday, but he just didn't show up.
He just didn't show up.
So I have a feeling a serial rapist who has obviously the ability to murder, maybe we don't just want to be like, see you Monday.
Oh, yeah.
It's not fucking work.
No, and then he texted the girl that he was sexting
nasty.
From within jail after the fact, basically saying, this is all your fault. I am doing these things because you wouldn't let the charges go for me, which is obviously he's an absolute villain. But the only Aww. Good thing is that he's dead, but it's really sad that he took out all of these people with
and
him.
Yeah, and obviously.
It's extremely
young,
sad.
Young people, I think the oldest one was 35.
No, it's very, very, it's a horrible story. But I would want to unpack it when I have more information, just because it's kind of all over the place.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
But there's some more simple stories.
There are more simple stories than this.
Like, this is a really simple story. Ugh, because, yuck. You know, we've stayed in a lot of hotels.
I love a nice hotel. I crave hotel. A nice hotel.
Have you ever seen, because I've been to the Hilton downtown Nashville. Have you been there?
It's yeah, beautiful. I think that we did stay there.
Yeah,
it's
we
right,
stayed
it's
there.
It's right by Brickstone or Bridgestone Center and Roberts and all those places.
And this, I think, is
it's
a big lesson.
It's actually quite a nice hotel.
It's a beautiful hotel. It's a really nice, high-level hotel. And this is a big thing, you know, just to educate our audience. I don't know if you travel as much as we travel. I always leave the do not disturb sign on the door. Yeah. I always do it. I don't care what's going on. I want you in my room because I'm only there for a couple of days. I want you to see. I need to shit in peace. But I feel like this is a really good example of why you should keep that on there.
I don't know if it would stop them. No, I don't think this would have stopped them. This is where you need your latch. And then you can even buy little things online, little dongles that are extra security.
Oh, you know,
because remember what happened with Aaron Andrews when that weird ass hotel guy was peeping through her through the hole? Yeah, peeping at her through the little hole. It's crazy.
Well, this guy, horny little gremlin by the name of David Neal, used a charge with aggravated burglary and assault with a connection to with a March 30th incident where he used a replica key card, entered a room of a hotel guest, Pete Brennan, around 5 o'clock in the morning, and Mr. Brennan woke up to Neal sucking on his toes.
Sucking on his toes.
And that was a sucking, like, think about how do you not, number one, how do you not wake up immediately when door opens and closes? I don't know. That's intense. Like,
no,
he's a
deep
sleeper.
Sleep through that, though.
But how hard?
If you got the night curtains going, it's real pitch black and you're tired.
But how hard you got to be sleeping until somebody starts sucking on your toes? Like, you woke up mid-suck.
Well, we don't know how long he was sucking. So this is what Peter Brennan said. He says, I instantly jumped up and was screaming. Went into a sort of a fact-finding mode.
I love that.
Who are you? Why are you in my room? What are you doing here? Oh, God.
What? Well, I'm sorry. I'm a mouthful.
Oh, interestingly enough, Brennan, again, that's the victim here.
He was like, I could see he was wearing a uniform. He had his name tag on. He was talking to me, but not giving me any substantive answers. Probably just being like, just here, suck him toes.
How many times has this weirdo done this?
I don't know.
According to Brennan, he says, I'm having problems sleeping now. Going through PTSD. He's talking to a therapist.
It's really fucked up. But he said the worst part is that he went up to the security. So, okay. So turns out David Neal, he's the manager. The night manager. So he goes in there. I mean, God knows how many toes he sucked, which also
That's what I'm saying.
In my mind, I wonder how many times has he sucked men's toes and have they woken up and been like, all right, move up. All right, go to the ankles. You suck heels? Like, you think he does that?
I don't think it's one of those videos, buddy.
But who knows? But so he's sucking on the toes. He obviously, the guy freaks out. He says, like, you know, the guy leaves, but it's way more like, I'm sorry, sir. I'm so sorry, sir. This must have been some kind of misunderstanding. He leaves. Pete Brennan goes straight to the security, and he's like, hey, your boss broke into my room and started sucking on my toes, and they just fucking laughed at him.
Not good.
And then, like, he needs to sue Hilton hard.
Oh, I think he will.
Like, he's
According to the night manager, David Neal, this is what he says. The manager, David Neal, told cops he let himself into the room because he smelled smoke. But he didn't smell smoke. Investigators didn't buy it. So Neal was charged with aggravated battery and assault.
What does that even mean? He smelled smoke. He's like,
well, he may have been trying to bust him for smoking cigarettes or smoking weed and trying to be like, or he wants to be a hero and put a fire out.
And then what happens? So he goes in there and he's just like, okay, now, y'all, you're smoking in there. Hey, y'all, everybody wake up. Knock and knock. And then open up and like, there's no dang fire in here. Oh, my God.
There's toes.
And then you see toes sticking out underneath the blanket, and he's just like, God damn, look at them suck ass digits. And he sees the medium and like, of course, I guess I did smell smoke because them toes are hot. And where there smoke, there's fire. Yeah. And then he just got down. And do you think he got down on his hands and knees and approached the toads like a bunch of like either like, ooh, a horny G.I. Joe?
Yeah.
Or do you think he did it like a little dog? Like, and then you think he's fully sucking on toes? You think he's smelling them a little bit? And then giving
if you start sucking,
a couple of
yeah,
like
you'll probably.
You can probably give him some test licks, right?
Oh, I would assume so.
SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. I know some of y'all, you'll like sucking on feet and dirty feet, but is there no sort of indicator where you're like, eh, that's a stop sign. Uh-oh.
Well, yeah, the person you don't know is sleeping in a room that he doesn't want you in.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're talking about general consent and not sexually assaulting someone. I'm talking about everybody's there to suck toes. And then you approach a set of toes that you're like, I'm not, like, into this one. Like, no on yo toes.
Yeah, I feel like if you're a toe guy, you take the toes that you can get.
I don't know. A couple of my toes look like fucking witches' hands.
But you would be surprised.
You think that someone would still suck my horrible feet?
Yeah, because that's part of it. Sometimes they want a little gnarled up toe.
Even if it's like, mine are bad, dude. You really want to suck on my feet?
They say Chris Pratt's toes have little fungi on them, but they look just like mine. So I think he is nothing more than a fun guy.
Well, he's most of the time he's spent kicking toadstools because now he's one of the Mario Brothers.
That's right. Apparently Yoshi's supposed to be in the next one, kind of a bit of a reveal at the end.
Who gives a fucking shit?
We're not children. Well, speaking of children, a Utah mom. She wrote a children's book about grief.
Yeah. It's a good story.
This is not even the first time we've talked about a woman who writes a story about grief after someone she knows dies.
Nancy Brophy also did this too.
It turns out Corey Richens is charged with first degree aggravated murder with the connection of her late husband, Eric Richens.
Now,
so I will say that was a chapter two when it comes to grief. If you did it, it's also kind of fun.
It's also kind of fun.
So maybe that was a little hint that perhaps... So one of the stages of grief for her was hiding the body.
Well, this
and that's unique.
It is. Because, again, if someone really cares, to be honest, that is one of the Lori Vallow, Chad Daybell, like, defense postures. Being like, well, they cared so much for the children. They didn't want to be dug up by scavengers. But this story is another one of those that doesn't really, like, make full sense to me. Because this guy... said multiple times to many people, Eric Richens, my wife is trying to fucking kill me. She's a Mormon. She's accused of poisoning her husband.
Right.
Now, this has came out. Her husband died, I believe.
It was a lethal amount of fentanyl.
Oh, yes.
It was March 3rd, 2022.
She's not a bright murderer.
She also, interestingly enough, the vehicle for the fentanyl. Do you know what it was?
Moscow Mule. Yeah.
Which is I don't think I've ever seen anyone poisoned via Moscow Mule before.
So this guy had made several statements to this point.
Also, I'm sorry, just one second. Sadly, he got the Moscow Mule because he was celebrating a real estate deal for her business. And Moscow Mule, that is a celebratory drink, isn't it?
It is. I love the copper cups.
I do like it.
I do. I really do. But this guy, I feel really bad for him. But you never know what happens, you know, inside of a marriage, but it does seem that she was angling for money.
Yeah, she's a fucking psycho bitch, bro. She killed her husband and wrote a book about killing her husband, and I know how sad she was.
So there was like a process. So it starts with Eric Richens started complaining that he felt that there was a suspicious amount of time, essentially, that he was getting sick directly after something that Corey Richens fed him or gave him to drink. And he started joking with his friends about how, I think Corey's trying to kill me. And then what happened was that she, behind his back, after these real estate deals went, red flag number one, your wife decides to change your life insurance policy with your company without you knowing about it, to having basically double it up and make sure that she's the beneficiary. Mm-hmm. The company was like, whoa, 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 what's happening here? And they stopped it. She then tried to do it again, where she tried to open up another life insurance policy on him, and even the husband kept saying, like, I think something's really going on here. I don't know what's up. So on February 14th, this is when it first started of 2022, he had a drink that she gave him after the eating together. He got violently ill and he had to go to the hospital. And he then said again, I think I was poisoned. I think that she did something to me. Mm-hmm. I believe it was 10 days later, she fed him this Moscow Mule that had five times the deadly dose of fentanyl inside of it. And she had a guy. So this is all obviously.
She had her little drug buddy.
The guy that sold her the drugs was the one who flipped on her, right? And he said, like, obviously, I've been selling to this Mormon mom. And he's been buying stuff. She's been buying stuff and finding this guy buying stuff from this drug dealer. And he said the first thing she bought a bunch of drugs from him. And then she came back and she's like, these weren't strong enough.
Yeah, she, and so bought, then she said, bought hydrocodone oh, she first. Did.
And then she went and got, she said straight up, the term was, I need that Michael Jackson shit.
Which really wasn't, that wasn't, I don't believe fentanyl was
no, it's
the
propofol. Final
name. Yeah, that's right. Also, Richin allegedly obtained 15 to 30 fentanyl pills worth $900.
Yes.
Fucking hell, that's expensive.
Yes, she did
My
it all.
God.
It was all for the insurance money. She was trying to get out of it, but then she discovered it's actually really difficult to do insurance fraud. I do believe that that's
they don't
want to
pay you.
No.
Yeah, that's the one
they don't
want to
pay you
learned.
Even if it's correct.
No, they don't. Insurance is, I'm going to say, a scam. They don't. If life is a pre-existing condition, and animal insurance, I had it, but I just stopped it because they don't pay for anything.
They actively don't want to pay these things. So she probably bumped into that. So she said that she looked out in the market and she was like, you know, there's no books about a grieving Mormon family needing to celebrate a lost husband, which I actually also don't think is real.
What about the Book of Mormon? Isn't like there's a bunch of death in that, I'm
oh,
sure.
It's for fucking cucks. And well, it says here, like, so the words, are, so it's called, the book she wrote was called Are You With Me? Oh, and it shows God. A picture of her husband. It was done with full puffer vest, hat, beard, as an angel, rooting her son on in a soccer game. And here's the back of it. Oh, Are God. You With Me? Are You With Me? It's written to create peace and comfort for children who have lost a loved one. It's to reassure children that although your loved one is not present, their presence always exists, and they walk through life with you as if they were here. So it's like they're alive.
It really is like they're alive. Their poor child, she just took their father away, or I think there might just be one. Either way, it doesn't matter.
And it was dedicated to my amazing husband and a wonderful father.
So wasn't that worth it? Isn't that worth experiencing night terrors? And just basically she tortured him until finally she got the right drugs that was going to kill him.
She's also just straight up a fucking bad criminal and a moron, because they said immediately it was highly suspicious way up top, because she said she found him passed out on the floor when she woke up in the morning, and then she was dead. Right. They all say the same thing with Tammy Daybell. They all like Chad Daybell's version of Tammy Daybell's death is the dumbest shit.
I woke up and they were dead.
Well, Key literally said, I woke up, she was laying half out the bed. This is Chad Daybell. And then she just flipped out of bed dead, which just doesn't happen. That doesn't,
no,
that doesn't
it
work.
Reminds me a little bit of that other psychopath. Was it Martin? I always say Chris Martin, but that's the guy from Coldplay.
He's another type of psychopath.
It's the piece of shit. Well, I did hear someone, his friends that He's at rude. The local bar. I know that they know the drummer of Coldplay, and they said he has the perfect life because no one knows who he is.
Yeah,
he
just incredible. Gets to be, it's incredible.
But no, that the other douchebag with the short blonde hair who was just like, my wife was abusing the children, trying to kill my wife and stuff. It was a big ass
oh,
story.
I know
Chris
exactly,
Martin, but it's not Chris Martin.
I know who you're talking about. I just watched this thing. I forgot this story.
He's such
he did from Celebration
shit.
Florida. Yeah.
Yes.
But this, she said she came upon his dead body. And then she immediately jumped into CPR. But then all the police were like, no, you absolutely did not.
Right.
Because when we came, we saw that there was blood, foam and blood that were coming out of his mouth. The obvious sign of a overdose.
Right.
And then they went and did a toxicology report immediately. Fentanyl. 5 times a lethal drug dose in his body. Right. And they're like, oh, this doesn't work either. And then she tried to say, oh, you know, he always had a pill problem. And then, like, he was covered up from high school. And they're like, well, no, this is powdered fentanyl that's in his system. That is not really how it goes. And then all of it was ingested orally.
Isn't that interesting? She chose a mule. The drug mule of drinks.
Interesting.
The Moscow mule. Also, you can get the...
So you're saying she works for Putin?
It's very possible. Also, what's it called when you make it with tequila? It's really good.
A Moscow mule with tequila?
Yes, it's called something else.
It's called like
I think
Rivington,
it's just a Mexican mule.
Rivington.
I think it's called a Mexican mule. It's really good though. I liked it better with tequila. All right.
Yeah, well, you say it's with a Mexican mule. That's what they say.
Right from your grave.
All right. Well, let's go on to something more innocent. Pranks. It turns out you can't really have fun in high school anymore.
No,
Caney
no,
Creek
no.
High School. You know, given all the everything horrible that happened.
Everything's bad.
Starting in 1999.
Very
so a Texas high school says an odor led to hospitalizations and then a bunch of classes were canceled.
Well, these stink, but I've dealt with stink bomb issues before in high school.
Well, that was the whole thing. It turns out it was just a high school kid using stink spray as a prank, and it sent 6 kids to the hospital. But are you going to, you can get a headache from this stuff. It stinks for a reason.
It's gross. Yeah, it's bad. It's just one of those things where if you...
This kid's life shouldn't be ruined, though, because of this. He was just trying to use... This is the most innocent... I wish kids would just do this.
Yes.
Oh, he stink spray, fart bombs.
It's cute.
Whoopee cushions.
That's like, to me, if we're going to get into semi-harmful pranks, that's at least fun.
It's
and
funny.
It's edgy. It doesn't directly hurt people, but it can make people sick. You did, have you researched, like, that story of the serial, like, I
Barter?
Hate it. No, I wish. The serial brick tossers.
From oh,
overpasses
horrible,
in Texas.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those stories. I was recently watching an old Ugh. Bill Burr, Doug Stanhope podcast from last year.
You know, that's one of those things that's been going on since I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
I remember there was someone that threw a stupid ass cinder block over an overpass in Wisconsin. Like, I remember as a kid, my parents be like, better watch out for that. I was like, what? Watch out for what?
But it's such, it's one of those stories where you, you know.
It's horrible.
It's all quote unquote, like just fucked up kid shenanigans until
well, like,
somebody really gets hurt. And that's the worst. That's like the thing about turning like close to middle age is that like that thing where you start to realize being like, you children don't understand that your whole lives are ahead of you and one stupid action can actually fuck up your life and a lot of other people's lives.
Watch the movie Sleepers. Good God.
Oh,
because next thing you know, you kill a person on accident and you go and get molested by a fucking priest. And then, of course, you do have to kill that priest. So in Caney Creek High School, the principal, Jeff Stickler, he told parents the police are investigating. I don't know if the police need to be investigating this.
But this is the thing. Is that then,
anyway.
Are we really going to get the kids? Like, we're going to get the kids involved with police, too?
He was
like,
using,
that's what's hard.
Well, that's what I don't like. He was using a highly concentrated prank,
yes.
Stink spray called Hengot. Fart spray.
Well, the fact that made it to the news is one of those. We're like, even that, like.
One student has confessed and we anticipate others may be identified through ongoing investigation. Again, this isn't Texas. It's a lot of real
yeah,
stuff going on.
Yeah, this isn't Texas, dude.
But they are working on
the yeah, this
fart.
Is like, that's what's blowing my mind. This isn't Texas?
Well, the day,
and they're going this far?
Buddy, this
they
is
They
don't all...
even send a police officer in to save all those children.
I know.
We they literally
we
wouldn't
don't
even...
bring up Uvalde. It's very... yes,
they
I know.
They won't even protect any... They won't do anything. This is what we're protecting them from smells? Is this the Yankee Candle police?
I'm really enjoying this.
Oh, it's the Febreze Brigade on
there
it?
There we go. Now you're getting there. We're so close to our show on Fox News. Now we're...
Right. That is not... This is not Fox News Talking Points.
According to the district attorney's office... It went all the way to the DA's office.
What are we even?
They said,
what is happening in that fucking bullshit state?
I know. I'm with you. They said, we're going to address this to the fullest extent of the student code of conduct and laws of the state of Texas.
This is our hot take corner.
No, it really
is. This is where, you notice I did not have a single impassioned response to the woman killing the other woman.
No, I know. But you should have had a little bit more. But this is, I feel you because literally... I don't believe that I think the kid was trying to make his friends laugh. And
well,
it's a fart spray.
You're trying to disrupt the school, trying to understand, like, you know, this isn't the be all end all. They used to tell us all, like, your permanent record, everything's going to come down to this. You're going to look at all these math classes. You're not going to have a calculator in your pocket. All the bullshit
yeah,
I was talking
that.
About in school.
Like, you're not going to have a calculator in your pocket. All I'll never forget my typewriting teacher because I went to Catholic school, but it had like no money. You never know. Computers might go out of style.
Yeah.
You better know. But I do know how to type a little better, I guess, because the typewriter, but whatever.
We spent a year on cursive. I don't know how to do my taxes.
Also, by the way, with ChatGPT, you watch what's going to happen. Students are going to go having, they're going to have to write, they're going to start writing their fucking shit down with pen and paper again.
That's what I would do.
We're going all the way back.
If I was a high school teacher, that's what I would do. Being like, we're dialing this all the way back.
The ultimate irony, we're going back to cave drawings, aka emojis, and then people are going to have to start writing again with their fucking hands.
I mean, hey, whatever keeps these children honest. It's just learning. In the end, we'll figure it. We're going to eventually work alongside these various AA mm-hmm. programs. Oh, yeah. Right now, we are fascinated with them because millennials, we are the last group of people that grew up with
you
no internet.
You have a
internet.
Better interpretation of them than the people that created it who seem to hate what they've done.
Well, it's because they're all now being blamed for a bunch of people losing their jobs and they hate the bad press. They don't give a shit. They don't care at all. They don't. None of them care.
They might have human emotions.
They feel nothing.
Well, I just simply don't know if that's true, but I don't disagree with you because they are in.
They just don't want to be
created
blamed.
AI. So
they
yeah.
just don't want to be blamed.
I got you. So firefighters. So there's like smells like farts. They called the fire department. They checked the entire building.
This is, we had this happen. And I want to say this happened in my middle school. I've heard this story again and again and again. There's no reason to get the police involved. You just get your principal out there to go like, kids, we need to have a loud conversational power split. Like, that's right. What we need. We need them to have like, they should be all go forced to clean a highway.
I guess. So 14 students felt ill. I don't know how strong like, this is, them, so tell me.
Teach them light responsibility. Have them go experience something in the world. Have them have to go, like, do some form of civil service. And then that's it. Then number one, you taught them about the wondrous world of volunteering, which sure. I actually am very thankful I got to do in high school. And then we can all kind of laugh about it.
And then 6 of the students were taken to the hospital, but don't worry. They're currently in stable condition. I do think that this is getting more press than most school shootings. This article is literally like, it's like a 20-minute article. Okay, great. So there you go, kids.
Got to be careful out there, kids.
I just don't, maybe incorrect. I mean, side stories, LPOTL, you know. Maybe these fart sprays are, maybe they are chemical grade weapons now. I don't know.
These are our opinions, and we're allowed to be little snowflakes on here. And express our fun, little, perfect, unique ideas.
I just feel like that would have been something that one of myself or my friends
absolutely.
Would have done.
And do you think that they're still doing the prank? Where do you ever, I remember one high school that they stole their principal's car and then put it on the roof.
Well, one of my friends in high school stole the school van and drove it through a house that was right across the street.
That's not a lot of creativity.
No, that's not a lot of creativity. I was used hammered on that one. And then every year there was a senior class prank. So then some people put a bunch of horse manure in the principal's parking thing. We hid like the principal's podium. Simple stuff.
Yeah.
Faked a seizure here or there.
I want to say they removed all of the letters at the top of where it said our school's name and made it say like shit ass or something. Yeah.
I mean, that's just very common. That's very common. All right. Let's do Hero of the Week. And some might not agree, but I don't really care. I like elephants. We need to leave the elephants the fuck alone.
I give you pushback when we do this little bit where you bring out a hero of the week that's not a human, and I have to go like, this is not human. But I'm with you.
There's a woman, and she is from New Hampshire. She went on a vacation in Bali, so you know she was fucking annoying.
I can't even imagine.
You can just imagine.
It's hot here. Is there a McDonald's?
Oh, this food's so ethnic. Why am I here?
Her name was Beth Boger. And so she's taking this picture, right, with a bunch of elephants. And I'm happy that at least she didn't fucking do big game hunting.
Well, if you ride the elephant, no, it hurts the elephant. If you go and you do those elephant rides, it actually hurts their backs. They're not built like that.
Just leave all of these animals alone. Let them, because I love those nature shows. And yes, they're brutal. They'll kill you.
Yeah, of course. Because once you're in nature's house, you're under nature's rules.
So the elephant, it was used to taking pictures. The trainer had known it for 24 years. And the trainer was like, stick your arm under the elephant's trunk. But the elephant was like, can we just not do this right now, Beth? So the elephant ended up biting her arm. And then she pushed him away. But she said that she could hear cracking and she just started to panic.
Yeah, I bet.
And then she went on to claim that the Mason Elephant Park and Lodge, where she says the incident took place, initially offered to cover half of her medical expenses, which were $10,000.
Well, yeah, how is the elephant supposed to get a job?
In the meantime, she says, I really hope that this saves someone else from the same experience. It was a vacation that I was dreaming about, and it did come to a screaming halt at the very end. But the elephant, you know what? He's not your prop for life.
He's not.
And just because you spent some money to go do some douchey tour in Bali.
Again, he's not Chris Evans on a press tour. He has no fucking idea. He's an elephant.
It's a 24-year-old elephant.
You stuck your arm in his mouth. He might bite it. You could see how everyone might have a form of responsibility because they own the elephant, but still, it's the elephant. And what are you going to do?
It's an elephant.
Tired. It's probably stressed out. It's surrounded by all these tourists that are yelling and screaming all around it. You're really lucky you didn't fucking stomp everybody to death.
And also, she's from West Chesterfield, New Hampshire. So I can, and maybe she's a great person. I don't know.
She might be. I feel like, yes, we're ragging on her. It's just more like, I'm not mad at her response of being shocked and upset about being bit by the elephant. It's just understand that that's what you're signing up for.
This is going to get the elephant killed.
You're right. Yes. Yes. They're going to go and they're going to turn it into, can't even use it anymore.
What do you even do with it? Anyway, the elephant's hero of the week, because it's about self-protection.
It is. Sometimes
and that elephant did not say, hey, put your fucking hand in my mouth. Also, you want to feed the elephant before. You want to make sure the elephants are super happy. And obviously, this asshole in Bali who is trying to make money off of this elephant didn't do a good job.
Just be respectful. And understand, sometimes, elephant, it's going to come after you.
Oh, it really will. And they don't forget. Remember that story we covered where the elephant,
yes,
after one woman killed its son, 20 years later, it showed up at her funeral and fucking...
Yes, they do remember. They are social, beautiful animals. They're very smart. They're emotionally intelligent.
I'm going to get one.
I don't know if you should.
No, I'll have to get a lot of land. No, I don't think they would like.
No, you wouldn't like.
They don't like America.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't deal with large animals. I mean,
they could do the South where it's really hot.
I still feel like they need special care.
I would have to hire someone who knows about elephants, but then. Do you want to be around the elephant guy?
Honestly, the only elephant they should be handling is you, my friend. You'd be like, hey, let's focus on it. You hire an elephant trainer and then you just show up with big ears on it.
Big, like this elephant needs to come. All right, great. There you go. The nameless elephant.
All right.
Hero of the week.
And do a listener email. Well, all right, let me read this. This is a warning for people with numb feet. We're slowly, this is one thing we can't do. We can't fully turn into Coast to Coast AM where we only cater to 40 to 75 year olds.
No.
But we do get a lot of people with medical advice and medical questions, and I've asked for it. And we're going to do our episode. We're going to do an episode where we are going to answer all of the medical issue questions that you guys have sent us over the years because you trust us and you know that we're the number one source of medical information on the internet.
Well, I'll say stop having your feet listen to so much Pink Floyd.
But then you'd be kind of comfortable about
what
it.
What if our feet had ears? What if all of our body parts had different ears?
Right, all I want to do is hear my wife sing to me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in reference to the guy who didn't know his feet were numb until his dog ate them.
Oh, right. Yeah. That was because of the blood clot.
That was a blood clot. 2 years ago, I had my feet go numb all at once very suddenly. I had been having back pain. I thought it was coming from some kind of back pain that everyone has. And I was just standing there talking to a friend. And all of a sudden, my left foot went completely numb.
Oh.
There was no gradual numbness. It was just full pins and needles. And all of a sudden, I just couldn't move them anymore.
Well, see, that's the problem. When you think numb, you're like, oh, you don't feel anything. But you do.
You do. That's pins and needles, right? It turned out that my L4, L5 had exploded, as my surgeon put it. My feet were numb because of severe spinal stenosis.
Oh.
My MRI looked like a finger was pushing into my spinal cord. Ugh. I ended up having paralysis moving up my thighs. I had to check to make sure I hadn't pissed or shat myself because that was the go to the emergency room signal.
Oh.
I had a hemorrhoid burst 2 days before my surgery, and in my painkiller haze, I thought my spinal cord was draining out of my asshole.
Oh.
I had the surgery, and I'm mostly all good now. The paralysis went away immediately after surgery. All this to say, if the guy had spinal cord pressure, he could just hit the foot numbness stage in bed and his dog just ate his toes before it got worse.
All right, fantastic.
That is just a general, just sort of, we're all falling apart.
We're all falling apart.
And this is another one about, this is kind of more towards your distrust of our little helpers. One night around 3 a.m., the power went out of my house and I had sound machines going, so I immediately woke up. I sat up, noticed that there was a light coming from downstairs and it was moving. I held my breath and started to hear something bumping around. I panicked and I smacked my boyfriend awake.
Great.
Who I heard was what I was also hearing. So he ran to shut the bedroom door and locked it. We listened for a while longer. My D'Artagnan.
Oh,
was
D'Artagnan.
Cute, was fast asleep. Not the best guard dog. I understand. And we continued to hear something stumbling around. I immediately thought someone had cut our power and was trying to break in.
Mm.
We live in the mountains, so my boyfriend thought it was an animal of some sort. Then we began to hear scratching noises and the sound had moved upstairs. I called the police while my boyfriend got the gun out, pushed the mattress up against the door because it had moved to right outside our bedroom.
Yeah, yeah.
Bumping and scratching and generally freaking us out.
It's like that movie, The Visit.
Oh, yeah. The cops came when I had to talk them into our house using a spare key, which confused us because we were wondering how this thing then could have gotten into our house if the cops couldn't, right? Super creepy. I finally got inside, came upstairs, dogs barking as hell, dogs barking. Right, I told us that they thought that they had found our culprit. We opened up our bedroom door, and we found out it was our Roomba
Oh.
that had gotten upstairs. a few days previous. I forgot I had plugged it in. Apparently, when there's a power outage, it turns itself on, and it made its way over to the top of the stairs where the light was showing down the staircase. So basically, it was cleaning, and the cops came and put 5 bullets in it. That's not true.
Shoot that Roomba. It is weird that Roombas get more respect by law enforcement than humans, but that's all right. Well, there you go. Don't trust a Roomba.
Don't trust a Roomba. I had to stop. I had to get rid of my Roomba.
I know you did.
I live every day with the guilt of that.
I know. You threw away that Roomba. It's crying right now.
I live every day knowing that I had to get rid of that Roomba. And I mean, I thought I gave it to a loving home, but you never know with these Roomba fostering systems.
You never know.
You know, because a lot of times these...
Pop a fleshlight on it, chase it around.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden it's servicing Papa.
Yeah.
And I mean, and eventually you got to love the fact that there are these protective systems for these Roombas. And even though they are flawed.
They are flawed.
But, and then laugh, knowing for a fact, well, if you're a Roomba that's safe, you can laugh. Knowing, well, hey, at least I got parents that love me and won't abandon me to the horrible state.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. Go to my Instagram, BenKissel1. I'm going to have a bunch of dates for Hail Yourself.
Yeah, man. Go check it out.
Every day I have to advertise.
You do.
Otherwise, people don't know the show is happening and then no one shows the fuck up.
You got to pump it.
You got to pump it.
There. You got to pump it out there because we got shows coming. Australia. I'm going to talk about it. Let's do a little bit of a roundup here.
We can do an Australia roundup.
I also want to say thank you for all the love on our Heavy Hitter series. Honestly, it's been great to get back. It's blood. And this we're going to complete the Chicago Ripper Crew series this week. But then we're going to get into something really spooky before we get into our big summer history project, which I'm very, very excited for.
Summer history project!
And here comes our Australian dates. August 2nd is the New Zealand date. Auckland, we're coming your way. August 4th, we're coming to Adelaide. August 6th, Brisbane. August 7th, Melbourne, August 10th, Sydney, and August 12th, we're coming to Perth. I'm finally going to see the Botton Scott statue.
The Botton Scott statue?
Botton Scott! Yeah, because that's where he's from AC/DC.
Oh, fantastic. All right, everyone, thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to our serious shows and everything else. Okay, hail yourselves!
Hail Satan!
Magusalations, everyone. Nice. Talk to you soon. Don't dress up as a clown. Don't kill anyone. Dress up as a clown, but make them laugh.
Make them laugh first.
Yeah.
Then kill.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.